John Kerry, the Secretary of State, urged Iraq to stop Iranian flights to Syria because they sustain President Bashar Assad's regime. Kerry made it clear during a surprise visit to Iraq yesterday that Baghdad shouldn't allow Iran to use its airspace to ship weapons and fighters to Syria. Iran has remained a strong ally of Assad's regime despite the two-year conflict, which has killed more than 70,000 people, according to the United Nations. The trip comes days after the 10th anniversary of the US-led invasion of Iraq that toppled leader Saddam Hussein. Kerry also urged the Shiite-led government in Iraq to defuse tensions with its Sunni Arab minority. RFI's Raisa Yusuf spoke to Salman Shaikh, director of Brookings Doha Centre.
There is a well-formed opinion now, whereas perhaps there was doubt before, that Maliki in particular and the core of his government is following an Iranian agenda when it comes to Syria. Iraq publicly has tried to follow some form of a neutral or dissociation policy, but in practice, that's not been the case. And some would say, of course, this reflects the Shia majority within the government and, of course, the increasing problems with the other communities inside Iraq as well as outside it.
Why does the US care about the tensions between the Sunni minority and the Shiite government in Iraq?
Well, it reflects the fact that 10 years after the American invasion, Iraq is still very much a source of instability for the region. The United States wants to see, after having entered Iraq and, in effect, broken the nation state, wants to see a new state which is more stable and at peace with its neighbors. But that is not what is happening as a result of the growing Shia-Sunni divide inside Iraq.
The U.S. seem to fear that the tensions with the Sunni community might give more room for al-Qaeda to maneuver.
Well, certainly what we've seen over the last year or so, especially as the Syrian crisis has raged, is increasing terrorist acts inside Iraq coming from al-Qaeda. In general, the unstable situation in Syria is giving rise to Sunni fundamentalism, some would say, within Iraq. That, of course, is being met by Shia fundamentalism. So yes, it does provide an enabling environment for al-Qaeda to operate. In fact, what we're looking at is the great danger that we'll see the resurgence of a civil war in which Iraq, again, is plagued by al-Qaeda, which takes advantage of the vacuum. And this is not only going to be confined to Iraq, we're also increasingly seeing that now in Lebanon as well.
What would be the solutions to diffuse tensions in Iraq?
Well, first and foremost, the solution lies with Iraqis themselves. We just don't have the kind of trust